right, all right. Yes. Top of the hour here. This is the Redfield Hardcore Radio Show. And we're having a wonderful discussion. And I don't want to completely railroad everything. Was there anything that you want to talk about, Kyler? I know you have your own wonderful programs. Is there anything that you want to bring over, crossover, for RBN audience?
No, not really. I think I just want to tell everybody to relax and chill out and keep themselves strong psychologically, spiritually, and mentally, and be ready for anything, because 2021 is not going to be anything like 2020, and I don't think most people are prepared for that or ready for that psychologically or spiritually or physically. And we're going to lose a lot of folks, you know, a lot of folks we're going to lose, and that's just the way it is. We are in some sort of apocalyptic moment here, a change, an event horizon moment, singularity moment, if you will. And it's going to get a lot worse. It's going to get 1,000 times worse over the next 3 years. Things are going to happen that you're not going to even believe possible to the human race. And, of course, when we get this second round of vaccines, which Dr. Cuckoo is already talking about bringing out, that's going to have your luciferous synthetic fluorescent in it. That's going to have your microgel in it, hydrogel in it. That's going to have your quantum tattoo in it. That's going to have the major portion of your nanoparticulates in it, which will hook you up to the 5 and 6G network. So I just wanted to make everybody aware of that. You're going to become a part of the Borg, whether you like it or not. Your children are going to become a part of the Borg, whether you like it or not. The Borg being the artificial intelligence, this massive internet in the cloud. And, Elon Musk is putting up 35,000 satellites around in orbit, and he's already got 1,200 up there. And they're going to be able to monitor you and track you and trace you and profile you from anywhere in the world and also in your home. They'll know if you're washing dishes, if you're having sex. They'll know if you're watching TV. They'll know if you're excited, if you're sad, if you're depressed, if you're sick. They'll know everything about you. And, of course, that will put you on the blockchain, which will put you under another slavery contract. As your birth certificate did in the beginning, your parents were not aware of and mistakenly signed you up to a foreign government, being the Vatican, the Holy See, and Britain, of course, and, of course, our own United States Government Incorporated. But just beware, be careful, walk softly, carry a big stick, keep your eyes and ears open at all times. And listen to shows like V and mine so you can stay up on what's coming. We can't promise you that we can stop what's coming, but we can definitely better prepare you to be able to handle what's coming.
Indeed. Did we still have Mike on the line? Caller? Okay, I just want to be sure. And Kyler, can you remind everyone where they can find your programming?
Well, we just hit 250,000 people. A quarter of a million people have gone through our doors. We were so happy. I never look at my numbers. I haven't looked at my numbers in 10 months, I guess. And Marion came in the other morning and said, "You've had a quarter of a million people come through these doors." And I said, "Oh, wow, it's a big deal." They can find me at blogtalkradio.com, Kyler Davenport and John LaCrone, over there at Blog Talk Radio, 7 nights a week. Yeah.
Hey, how is John?
John's doing great. He got a divorce, which I never thought would happen in a million years. But It's public information. There's nothing hidden about it. He got a divorce, so he's just a lonely old man at home. He's got the kiddos around some, and he's kind of hiding out like we all are. Him and I are ruthless when it comes to top secret information, getting into the dark web. I am, anyway. I live on the dark web. Live in the congressional portion of the dark web over there, where all of the good stuff is going down. And, you know, John stays at home and does the best he can. He sells online products, antiques online, and does the best he can. And he's really just staying off the radar. He's a patriot. He's a militia. He's known as an enemy of the state, like you are and I am. And he just tries to remain undercover as much as possible and do the shows with me 7 nights a week. So, yeah, other than that, he's doing fine.
Well, we must have him back on the show here eventually.
Sure.
I'll bring him over. Yeah. Yes. So, I want to touch on a couple things here. Now, you mentioned the dark web. And I know how Hollywood hates internet and all the pirating and all that stuff. But there seems to be a lot of traps with the dark web there. I watched this guy on YouTube. His YouTube channel is Some Ordinary Gamer.
Uh-huh.
And he does this series called the Deep, Dank, Dark Web.
Yeah.
And he does these videos where he goes onto the dark web and explores. And the point of the show is he does it so you don't have to. And which is a great concept because, yeah, I'd be in way too much trouble not knowing, you know, don't click on that and don't ever install this. Don't ever install that. You know,
There's 5 levels of the deep web.
Uh-huh.
And you have to be very, very careful. You get invited to the 3rd level. You have to be invited. You have to be known. There's a lot of complex psychodemographic information that has to trade places. You have to prove your trust. You have to earn your trust. And then you can move on into other levels. And then, of course, that's where the Department of Justice hangs out, and the Department of Defense, and Interpol, and MI6, and a lot of other 3-letter agencies, Central Intelligence Agency. They have their own little niche over there, which I hack into every once in a while. So, yeah, I learned a lot from the dark web that you will never learn, and people like you will never learn. But I have to take a big risk being there. I've been visited by certain individuals several times, 3 times to be exact, and we've had to come to grips with each other, what we do, why we do it. I save children from sex trafficking on the dark web, and I have to deal with the drug lords to do it, drug cartels. I launder money for the drug cartels, and they give me the information where these big tankers are coming in with these kids, 8 to 17 years old, in these big containers off these ships. And I call my United States attorney, and we have them arrested. And we've done pretty good. After, you know, 4.5 years on the dark web, I've done pretty good. We've saved a few hundred children.
So how many of these children were meant for, I don't know, spirit cooking and Hollywood?
They go to safe houses. They go to safe houses to be psychoprofiled first. They go to safe houses to see how they look, how many scars they have on their body, do they have any tattoos on their body, are they medically okay? And then they're put in cages like dogs, put in fairly big cages like dogs, and they're caged one on top of the other, and they have several guards that guard them 24 hours a day, And then they have buyers come in and look at them and pick which ones they want. And then they load them up and they transport them to certain locations around the world. They're transported very openly, very publicly. You would never know. You would never know in some cases who they are or where they came from. They make birth certificates. They make anything you want, driver's licenses, social security numbers, they can make you anything you want. Matter of fact, I can have any of that stuff made on the dark web, change my whole identity if I wanted to, which I've done many times being undercover, but that was a different agency that did that for me. But these children are all checked out very carefully. Some of them die on the way over. There's always 5 or 6, 7, 8, 10 dead in there. It's dark, it's dingy, it's very little air in there, and the ship can hobble and bobble and make people sick and throw up and vomit all over. It's really nasty when you open those doors. I've been there on a couple of cases when I felt good over in Portland. It's really nasty when you open that door, it'll knock you down, the smell will knock you down, and the children are so traumatized, they're not crying, they just have a blank look on their face. They're taken and loaded up into vans and taken away immediately. And then they're distributed out just like products around the world, around the United States. You can buy a child for a sex slave, slash maid, slash whatever. Or you can rent a child. Or you can just have a one-night stand with a child for $1,000 or $5,000, depending on how many children you want. It's pretty interesting. It's a multi-billion dollar business.
Yes, and I wonder where Disney fit in all that. Weren't they using the underground tunnels there for some little traffic there?
They were. They're not now.
Ooh, COVID. I guess there's some positive aspect of the whole COVID-19 crap.
Yes, there is. I can't believe that we were shut down in 4 months. You know, the people were stupid enough to let them shut the world down in 4, 5, 6 months, you know. Everybody running around with these masks on that are totally useless, and these PCR tests are, you know, 99.99999% flawed. They've come out now today with a new article on the flawed PCR test. They're stopping the company that was producing those. They're stopping the contract with them, moving to another company because of all the false positives that were coming back, people that were asymptomatic who were being said, oh, you have COVID, you have COVID, you have COVID. But I'm totally asymptomatic. I'm not even sneezing. I don't have a sore throat. I'm not nasal congested. Well, you have COVID, you have COVID, you have COVID. We found fragments of COVID. Fragments of COVID. What is that? Fragments of COVID. What is that, B? What? You have fragments of influenza.
Well, I was going to say, how many people came back with false positives, you know, when they had the flu or the cold?
Yeah.
Common cold.
Yeah.
You didn't hear anything about this stuff.
No, nothing. 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 They didn't even test you like that. They didn't even use that same kind of test, you know, back then.
Well, I'm still waiting for somebody to come at me with some figures about the current cold and flu infections around the world.
0.7% flu, 0.7%. In the United States.
Now, I know the COVID numbers are inflated. So, for COVID versus the flu?
Oh, I would be afraid to even. I would be afraid to even give a number. They're so skewed and they're so twisted and turned and upside down and right side up and. You know, the doctors are making, you've already told me the other night, you said it. I mean, they're making $7,000 per COVID patients and another 14,000 per ventilator. So whatever, you know, they're making a few thousand dollars on this. So, oh, they've got COVID. Oh, money, 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 money. Ding, 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 ding. Ring that one up. You know, came in with a headache, left with COVID. Came in with a broken ankle, left in a hearse. This happens all the time up here. You know, came in with a broken leg, left with COVID.
Yeah, and we had some people in Hollywood. These people, you know, their whole self-righteous crap, you know. Some of these actors make these videos, put it on YouTube or TikTok or whatever platform, you know, wear your mask and you know, doing these little 30-second songs. Like, listen, nobody cares about you. I know. I know it's hard not being spotlight. It's hard not making movies. I understand. But really, take this time to be a normal person. At least try. Yeah. Some of these people are so neurotic. It makes me sick. Have you seen these people? So we got Tom Cruise forcing the next Mission Impossible movie. Okay, he's got a cruise ship where they're filming. They're doing a lot of filming. They're paying for tests and everything. He does not want COVID to destroy his world.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. It's out there. It is out there. I don't know what's going on in La La Land. Do you have any information on how the homeless are being treated? So I know in L.A., you know how they are in L.A., stacked next to each other in these little tents and cardboard boxes,
they
right?
They are here, too. They're in self-made camps here that are horrible. They span 2,000 or 3,000 square feet, and they're just filthy, dirty, piled up with everything nasty you could possibly think of in your wildest imagination. And they've got tarps hung and strung from one end trees to the other end of the trees, and they've got makeshift tents put up, and it's just horrible. And the nastiness is the worst part. The nastiness. There's like a junk pile everywhere you look, you know, that's at least 40 feet around, and piled up in the middle with all their cans and their beanie weenie cans and their Kotex and their Tampax and dirty diapers and their food boxes and all, just everything you can imagine. Everything you can imagine. Needles, condoms, all the nastiest, filthiest stuff. Marion and I went there the other day. And we called the city and we called the Department of Transportation, and they went over there and made them clean that place up. I told them I was bringing it to the airways, and they said, oh, please don't do that. I said, oh, yes, I am. I'm going to tell the world, come to, you know what, city, and see the condoms and see the Tampax and see the, you know, I'm going to tell the whole world about this beautiful city that you've let go to pot. Oh, please don't put us on the air. I said, well, see you tomorrow. Went over there the next day, and they had a team over there of sheriffs and Department of Transportation. They had big, big construction shovels, and those people were cleaning that stuff up. So I am a mover and a shaker. I'm not just a keyboard warrior.
Well, you know you messed up some of their plans right there, right? Because they were going to, you know, oh, well, it's gotten so bad, and all these homeless people, they're so dirty, and, oh, some of them are infected. They're responsible for the
new outbreak.
Big outbreak of history. Now we have detention camps. Clean up all the homeless. Put them in prison. See, you know, you put rich in the machine right there, right?
Yeah. But I couldn't take it anymore. I go to Walmart. It was right outside Walmart on the no trespassing private property area by the bus stop, LTD bus stop. I couldn't take it anymore. Just couldn't take it. Couldn't take it no more. And if you saw it, you couldn't take it either. You would say, somebody's got to do something about this now, right now. Capital letters, N-O-W, now.
It's an issue I take to heart. I actually watch a lot of, there's some YouTube series right now, doing like reality TV shows and just people going around interviewing the homeless. Doing entire shows, seasons, on certain people.
Yes, I know.
And it's amazing. You know, I've been there myself once upon a time, you know?
Me too.
It's not fun.
No, not when you're in Montana sitting at a McDonald's wanting to kill yourself, off yourself, and Mary wanting to off herself because our socks and our underwear smelled so bad. We hadn't bathed in like 5 days and all of our junk's in the back of the car. And we're sitting at this McDonald's almost broke. And people are looking at us dirty, like we're dirt and filth. The only person that would talk to us was an old homeless man sitting on a bucket back behind the store. Marianne had a nervous breakdown. She said, I'm leaving. I said, where are you going? She started screaming, crying. I'm leaving. I'm just leaving. I'm leaving. I'm just leaving. I'm leaving. I'm leaving. I'm like, where are you going? We're in this one horse town with like 900 people in it in Montana. What are you going to do? So she's like, I'm sorry. I'm losing my mind. My brain's melting. And I said, well, my brain's already melted. But anyway, this long story short, we made it to our final destination and started over again. And you know how hard it is starting over again in a city you don't know anything about with very little money. You know how
yes,
hard
it is. Yes, I know all about
it. Yeah.
Yes, I especially when it's not even a city. It's barely a town.
Right.
1,000 people.
Right.
I've done that one. That's very hard. Absolutely. So, I think people can get together. People just need to do the right thing. I know that once again, the establishment is probably not too happy with a lot of us. You hear about the some of the Trump supporters protecting the police.
Yeah,
you know, that's kind of out there. I don't know if I would do that one. I do a lot of things, but these people are armed, they're trained professionals. I don't think I would kind of, you know, I want to stand in the way.
Did you see the video where the Capitol Police were told to stand down and they all 190 of them just walked off in a straight line, left the Trumpsters there to mind their own business? Did you see that? Yeah. They even opened the gate for them to come into the Capitol,
mm-hmm.
waved them in. Special forces were there to steal several hard drives, several computers, including Nancy Pelosi's computer is gone. Special forces got it and took it to Trump. She is screaming, yelling, hollering, having a nervous breakdown now. Because they have her computer and her hard drive. She is having a literal heart attack. Oh my God, what must be on that hard drive that she is so worried about?
Oh, Pelosi. Pelosi's my favorite. Oh.
Yeah. Her and Maxine Waters. Maxine Waters is another nut.
Jackson doesn't bother me as much as Pelosi. Pelosi, I can smell the alcohol coming off Pelosi through.
Oh, yeah. She just looks like an alcoholic.
I can. Yeah, I can smell it.
He just looks like an alcoholic. You see that nose, that red nose reindeer kind of thing going on?
Oh yeah, yeah, the Bill Clinton.
Yeah, Bill. Yeah, Bill's got that red nose. He could guide Santa. He could guide Santa's sleigh this year, but we didn't get him up there.
Exactly. Oh wow.
But yeah,
there's a Christmas special that I would like right there. Absolutely. Hillary Clinton behind him on the sleigh with the whip.
With him singing to her, "Chestnuts roasting on an open fire." Take a look at my red nose. Oh, man.
What Arkansas Blow can do.
Yeah. He looks about half dead now. He looks like he's already dead, as a matter of fact.
The adrenochrome's keeping him alive.
Yeah. And she looks terrible, too. Her face is all bloated up. Have you seen her lately? Her face is all bloated up. Horrible.
No, I have not. I would really like to think that these people have a special place to go once their bodies stop moving and there's rots in the ground. I really hope there's some place they can go to, I don't know, remediate themselves.
Yeah.
go over their entire lives and have a review of their life choices.
Yeah.
Well, oh, wow. Well, I don't know. Some people say that Hollywood is just going to reintroduce them back into the world once they go underground and change their forms to reptilians.
Yeah.
Well, I love that movie.
You never know.
Well, I mean
they are the elite.
Talk about movies. They live. Everything in that movie was true, pretty much.
Yeah.
With the exception of the alien people. Or maybe not.
Yeah. <You
didn't know>. Oh, well. All right. Well, you know.
I know. No more colors.
Up close on a break here. I want to remind people, yes, go ahead and give us a call here at the station. Number 51. Oh, wait. Where'd he go? Phone number 512-248-8252. Once again, phone number 512-248-8252. And, of course, the toll-free line, 800-313-9443. And, we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an energy planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, And when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an energy cleaner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an energy cleaner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Born like this, into this, as the chalk faces smile, as Mrs. Death laughs, as political landscapes dissolve, as the oily fish spit out their oily prey, we are born like this, into this, into hospitals which are so expensive that it's cheaper to die, into lawyers who charge so much it's cheaper to plead guilty, into a country where the jails are full and the madhouses close. Into a place where the masses elevate fools into rich heroes. Born into this, walking and living through this, dying because of this, castrated, debauched, disinherited because of this. The fingers reach toward an unresponsive God. The fingers reach for the bottle, the pill, the powder. We are born into the sorrowful deadliness. There will be open and unpunished murder in the streets. It will be guns and roving mobs. Land will be useless. Food will become a diminishing return. Nuclear power will be taken over by the many. Explosions will continually shake the earth. Radiated men will eat the flesh of radiated men. The rotting bodies of men and animals stink in the dark wind. And there will be the most beautiful silence never heard. Born out of that, the sun hidden there, awaiting the next chapter.
Join doom from the realm of El Kaloom. Smelly gel fumes separating cell womb to Melly Mel, boom, revelations in braille. Respiration inhale, view nations fail and shaking of a snake tail. Make do, blazing swords, trays the haze, praise the Lord. Saving grace, lace your broad, she say she bored. A crazy straw, ink and steel, dry paraffin. Candy corn crap rappers pale by comparison. A bad Samaritan averaging above average men. Rants and rants having rambling savages scavenging for scraps, perhaps roadkill. If that, gift a gab, any flow ill, chrome stiff hat. Note for writing lightning tight lines. Chief and beefing, being off deep ends divine. Bright shines even, dimes quiet as mines by design. Mighty fine, slight rewind, tightly bind, blind lead blind. Need minds now, that was this is then. Listening to sizzling, official tens whispering him again. Metal face finster, playing with the dirty money. Sinister, don't know what he's saying, but the words be funny. Major vet, spaded through the vest with a bayonet. Save your breath, gave a F, pay your debt, they forget. Make a sweat, bullets, crime pays no benefits. Then it gets wilder with more childish and degenerates.
These are years ago, Moses said, every human being is responsible for his action, or that being is still a beast, not yet human.
Yodel at your uncle flows my motorcycle trunkfuls. From 2-1 to 1, loose crumbs to chunks and bundles. Hands down, better than what your mans used to get. Standing around for weather translucent, lucid spit. Missing wheel, you don't listen, you a field head. Sitting in the kitchen, pissing, twitching, kissing, steel lead. Crime pays no dental nor medical, unless you catch retirement, county, state, or federal. You heard like roaring waters in a seashell. If a tree fell, you couldn't tell from three cell. Be real careful, they telling by the airful. Kids doing skid bids, acting out is terrible. Word is bond, fix your clothes, put a shirt on. Pants sagging back when you used to meant you had a skirt on. Squirts posing as thuggers and hustlers. El Elo closer than y'all's ball huggers and jugglers. Motherfuckers.
Doom is transmitting a message to you.
Super fools!
I need to use more power!
Yo, we let one slip there. I totally forgot to edit that out of the track. Alright, yes, we're back. We're going to go ahead and hop back into the phone lines. Who do we got here? Let's go ahead and get to New York. Line one, go ahead.
Yes, I'm sorry I didn't get your guest's first name or website, please.
This is my co-host, my current co-host. This is Kyler Davenport.
No, well, was the first half hour, first portion of your show a repeat?
No.
I thought you had a guest on.
We're live right now.
Okay. Could you give me his website, please? I didn't get it.
Yeah, it's D. Tyler. It's DKILER 2010 at gmail.com.
Okay. All right, got it.
Thank you, Frank.
Now, maybe 20, 25 years ago, I came across an individual named Brian Wrong, W-R-O-N-G-E, from New York, who was basically railroaded into prison and through a series of botched operations had chips implanted in him. Now, I didn't believe the story at first when I first heard it. But then we had him in some groups that I belonged to. We had him examined, and we saw through examination of his ear canal and through implants on his spinal area, we saw these little tiny transmitters. And he said that they would broadcast to him just about every night to commit suicide. Your mother doesn't love you. No one wants you, and so forth. Now, V, is this an example of what has happened to you?
Let's just put it this way. When you have, in your every waking moment, And this happened to me for years, nonstop. When I say nonstop, the only peace of mind that I got was during my sleep. Sometimes. Every waking moment, you've got someone telling you what to do. Now, you know you're not going to do it. You're refusing to do it. So upon refusal, imagine just a jet stream of nonstop profanity, name calling. Stupid. Idiot. Why don't you kill yourself? Imagine that for years. Yes. So that's exactly, yes. He's a true TI. You know, it really took a lot of power moves for me and me doing a lot of damage to these people to get them to F off. They're not completely gone yet. They're still tampering around on my computers, but I'm arm wrestling with them all the time. All the time. It's quite fun. But, yes, absolutely. Just imagine just people around you constantly critiquing you, telling you that you're doing something wrong, everything that you do, telling you look bad, telling you stink, telling you anything degrading that you can think of. Think of it as waking up and having an 8-hour day, 10-hour day of it every day. Yes. And that's why the suicide rate is up. That's why people are being thrown into the mental wards. Yeah, I mean, they are destroying people, and they're doing it with the mind. Now, I had an advantage. You know, growing up, I'm a military family, okay? And, yeah, the master sergeant there had no problems telling me how worthless I was. How I would never amount to anything. You know, I was actually kind of saved by him. You know, I ate those words. And I did the things that he said that I could never do. I purposely became someone that he thought I never could be. And I most definitely did do things he said I wouldn't. So I'm actually grateful for that. But yeah, that's the reason why I'm alive today.
Well, did you have to have any of those implants taken out?
No. It's not implants. It's nano.
Oh, nano. Okay, it's at that level right now. Yeah.
That's what we all have it. It's what's lacing our neural pathways in our brains. Our brains are transceivers. The government has a phone number to my brain, to Kyler's brain, and to your brain. They can dial anybody up anytime they want.
Does your guest agree with that?
Yes, I do agree with that. My targeting, imagine waking up to music that you can't stop. Imagine going through that 12 hours a day, 13 hours a day, music you cannot stop. Going to bed with music you cannot stop. You cannot stop the music. One tune after the other, 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 over and over and over and over and over. And the only time you can stop it is to concentrate on a conversation with someone to get a brief moment of relief. Imagine that. Try to imagine being stormed with music of every kind in the world, 24/7, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Think of having to combat that. That's me. I'm just now getting some control over myself. Just now, over the last 3 months, getting some control over myself where I can turn it off. I've been working on it for 2 years.
Would you say that the present this incessant drive to vaccinate everyone, does that have something to do with implanting those types of?
Yes. Yes. The second vaccine will cap that off. The first vaccine is just a test run to get everybody enslaved and in bondage and get them used to bending over. The second vaccine, which Dr. Fauci has already talked about, will be the one with the luciferous synthetic, with the hydrogel and the quantum tattoo, and the RFID chip will be available at that time, along with the ID card that everyone will have to carry on their person. The second vaccine is going to be the most dangerous as far as connecting you to 5 and 6G network in the cloud and to the satellites that are orbiting the Earth. They will be able to track and trace and profile you 24 hours a day, as I said earlier in the show. They will be able to both transmit and receive information, psychobiological information.
Now, one of the reasons why I have chosen not to take the vaccine ever is because of what you're just saying. Now, would you say that if we don't take it, that we'll be locked out of a certain just basic functions and societal functions?
Yes, you will. You will not be a part of the blockchain. And if you are not part of the blockchain, then you are blocked out, locked out, and kicked out. And you will not be able to bank. You will not be able to shop. You will not be able to go beyond 10 miles from your home. If you are allowed to and get permission, you will not be able to keep your kids at home, your grandparents at home. You will not be able to have company. You will not be able to belong to the local country club or play golf. You will not be able to travel on local transit. You will not be able to travel by train, plane, or bus. It will be a miserable, miserable hell on earth.
There was a medical doctor who a number of years ago said that she had developed a way to chelate the effects of vaccinations out of the body.
Now, yes.
She eventually was attacked to the point where she lost her home, her children, and so forth. Do you know of any way to chelate out the effect of any of these toxins, whether the current ones or ones in the past?
Chelation is very popular, very important, and it's a very old technology. But it cannot be used in this particular way because this is the only weaponized vaccine that we've had, totally weaponized vaccine that we've had, that is specifically being injected to get the nanobots inside your body, inside your epidural layer to hook up with your psychotronic frequency and your sympathetic and parasympathetic nervous system, along with the quantum tattoo, which will grow into your skin and become a part of your cellular metabolism. So there's no way to chelate that out. If it was a standard N1H1 vaccine without the nanobots, it could be chelated out, and you could also use colloidal silver to get that chelated out, along with many other things that I could talk about on another show. The chelation is wonderful. Even now, if you don't have the vaccine, you can start chelation therapy because you have so many other toxins in your body from the chemtrails, the strontium and the barium and the aluminum and all of the other toxins, including the psychotropic drugs that they've been spraying down on us for so many years. So chelation is a good thing, sir.
All right. So, would you say, and this might be a little esoteric, but would you say that developing and consciously working on, as Indian mystics have, consciously developing a third strain, a third DNA strain? Now, there are esoteric literature and information about developing and how certain advanced cultures developed multiple strains of DNA to vibrate at a higher level. Would you say that's possible for those who would want to go down that route?
I would say that is very, very possible. We're running low on time. Let me tell you one more thing about chelation. It's a type of bonding of ions and molecules to the metal ions in your body to remove the metals in your body, which make you very sick and also cause cancer, as you probably already know.
Yeah.
And this involves the formation or presence of two more separate coordinate bonds between a polydendrate and a multiple bonded ligand, and a single central atom. It's very complicated, but when you get down to the basics, these ligands are called chelants, which chelation comes from chelants, chelating agents or sequestering agents. They're sequestering the metals in your body. They surround the metals around the cell, and they are also able to pull through the cell these toxins through the semi-permeable membranes. And they're usually organic compounds. And you can take zinc, and this will help you tremendously. And vitamin D3 in organic oil will also chelate, act as a chelation mechanism. So take a lot of zinc and take at least 3,000 international units of vitamin D3 every day. And for maintenance therapy, to keep this absorption of copper with Wilson's disease, if you've ever had Wilson's disease or any of these other diseases with heavy metals and toxins, but try that zinc and try that vitamin D3 in our organic oil, and you will see a big difference in your brain power over the next 6 months. You will see a change in your metabolism. You'll see a change in your energy. You'll see a change in your muscles and your tendons and ligaments, and your bone structure will change.
Okay, sir. Thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate you. Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank you for being on with us. We appreciate you very much.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you very much. Now, that sounds very interesting, Kyler. That sounds like something I need to try.
Yes.
With my bone spurs in my neck.
I don't just try it. I do it.
I'm going to have to get some more details on that, get some specifics. That's actually perked me up a little bit. You know, being chronic pain, it's not an existence that's, you know, it's just not fun.
Yeah, I know.
I know you know. And I hope that I have always more, think could help.
I have more going on than I told him on air. As you know, I have more problems.
You have more going on than you told me.
I know. I'm so sick. I'm targeted so bad. There's been times, V, when I just wanted to shoot myself to get it over with. I just wanted to kill myself.
Yeah, I understand that feeling. Me, more of probably suicide by cop, but yeah, I can only laugh at these things because it's so painful. It gets so painful. It gets so bad. The only thing you can do is either laugh or cry. And my tear ducts are dry. So, I don't know. We got to be aware of what's going on around us. We got to look at the signs. I know the signs aren't that important once you become desensitized at a point, but I think it's very important to resensitize ourselves to symbolism and the things that we see, because we are being told some truths that is being openly called conspiracies. And yeah, our vigilance is the thing that will save humanity, I do believe.
You're right about one thing. Those symbols do lead back to the hornet's nest.
Oh, yes. Well, evil is the seed of its own destruction. So,
yes,
there's not a lot. And, you know, people are freaking out. What do we do? What do we do? Just like you said, keep a cool head. You know, keep your wits about yourselves.
Yes.
Make smart moves. You can give in a little. But every time you give in, make sure you're grabbing something to pull back.
Right.
That's what I tell people.
Right. Yeah.
And yeah, I want to thank you. Thank you, Kyler, for joining me again.
Thank you, Z. Thank you,
Z. You are miraculous. Your wealth of knowledge, especially medical knowledge. you're the Dr. Drew to my Adam Carolla.
And thank you, producer. Also, Mike, producer, appreciate you very much.
Mike's great. Mike is the best. And, well, I know, people, you want to get some guests on the air, make sure you're emailing us with your requests. If you've got people who should be on the air, or if you yourself are someone of interest and you think you have some knowledge to share, please email us at thetruthpharmacy@gmail.com. And, yeah, drop us a line. I know we're doing a little bit of an email campaign here later on this week, just to get to some special interest groups. And very quickly, Kyler, what do you think, with a couple of geniuses like us, what do you think about approaching Mensa on some of these?
I have a friend who belongs to Mensa, and I can't stand him. If it wasn't for him, I'd go in right now. I can't stand him. He's a pilot. He's a brain surgeon. He's this. He's an archaeologist. This guy could do anything. He's brilliant. He really is brilliant. He's just too brilliant. He can fly any airplane. He can fly any helicopter. He's an instructor, flight instructor. He's a musician, a producer, a director. He's buying a television station. Just on and on and on and on and on. Mensa, Mensa, Mensa. And that's all he talks about is Mensa. I belong to Mensa. I belong to Mensa. If it wasn't for having to hear that crap for so many years, I would go with you and we'd go join together. I don't want to be programmed like him, though. I don't want to be in that cult.
Well, yes. The whole, special club. I'm in it and you're not. That.
Yeah, right.
Oh.
He has a very hyper ego, anyway. I mean, it's just his personality,
Well, a little bit of that comes with intelligence.
Yeah.
But you got to know when to dial it back. You got to know when you have become a solipsist. You're the only important person in the world. And,
right. Worship me. Worship me. I command you.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah, guys. What a fun show. Thank you, Tyler.
Yeah. Thank you. When do we go back on air?
Tomorrow night.
Okay. I'll see you then, buddy.
All right.
Thank you, guys.
This has been another episode of the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show, with me, your host, Beam. And remember, in the land of surveillance, the man with third eye is king. So please, educate yourself.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.